Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Tuesday, August the 27th. I don't know where you are, but I can tell you where we are. It's pouring rain and cloudy here in this part of Western Canada. It is not a Big Bird day, but it is episode number 61 as we originate from the bunker here in a field in Saskatchewan. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont there. If I'm candy, he's nuts.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's good.
And he is nuts.
Sometimes.
And Marshall Hamilton here.
I'd rather be nuts than candy, too.
Would you? Okay. I'm the eye candy of the program today. I'm excited about the program today. There's nobody on the sponsor's couch today. What's up with that? Where is everybody?
I don't know. Rainy day. They stayed
home. Don't show up. Called in sick.
Yeah.
And even our intern, Connor, how long has he been interning with us? 2 months?
Yeah.
6 weeks? You finally put him to work today.
Yeah, I know. The free ride is over.
He's working
at
now.
The Rod Peterson Show.
We've got a full load of guests on the program today. I can't wait to get into all the topics with Marshall here shortly. His name came up in Atlantic Canada this weekend in a fairly good way, but not entirely good way. We'll get to that. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Darren, can you tell me the full list of people that are on the show from this board down
in
front of us?
I got the vantage point. Troy Westwood's going to come. He was supposed to be on yesterday. So that's great. Darren Bombing from TSN Radio in Winnipeg will be on. And then Wes Cates and Chris McKenzie, two former Rider alumni that are exciting to come on. And Arash Madani will be on before.
All right. Sounds good. I love that because everybody asked me about being on the guests that are coming on the show. Why do people text me when I go to air? Do they not know?
He's busy.
I'm busy doing busy things. Anyways, people say about the guests, who's on next week? I said, I don't know who's on tomorrow. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
And the people say, well, when do you know when they're on? I said, well, usually they tell me when I'm leaving today's show, they'll tell me tomorrow's guest. It'll go in one ear and out the other until I come in tomorrow morning. I'm not even listening. And then I'll find out just before we go to air who is on the program. And
yeah.
It's a big, big day today, apparently.
A huge day. But that goes, you know, part to the guests we have and you know, Clark's job, but also the relationships you've built that you don't need to know who's on the show before because you've got great relationships with everybody. And it's like, it's what's beautiful about this program. It's, you know, who are we having coffee with today when you show up and you don't know who's going to be there? And it's literally amazing. Catching up with old friends is what we're doing.
Every morning at 10 Mountain, which reminds me, tons of people chiming in from BC this morning. Corey, well, he's in South Regina. JR's in Cranbrook, BC. Danny Monroe chiming in from Campbell River, British Columbia. Wayne in Victoria, of course, is setting his watch by when we go on the air, 9 p.m. Pacific or 9 a.m. Pacific. So a good chat upcoming. Number 61s for episode number 61. I wrote one down, Josh Beckett. Major League Baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
Marshall, you had a better one.
Well, I don't know what's better. I mean, these guys are all great, great people and great individuals. But for me, I tend to think Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And for me, growing up, Ed McQuarters, number 61. Just a tremendous person, tremendous defensive tackle. A guy, for those of you that don't know, who lost an eye due to a home carpentry type accident, but still continued to play. Just a remarkable football player and one of the legends of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in my youth. So for me, it's Ed McQuarters.
So you see, in the NHL, he would have won the Masterton Trophy, Bill Masterton Trophy. He came back and played after that with one eye.
I'm not 100% sure of that, but I believe
he did.
I believe that to be true.
Because they didn't have awards like that back then in the day. Now they do. I think it's the Jake Goddard Award, one of the greatest commissioners of all time in the CFL. Yeah. By the way, as we roll through the topics here, and your number 61s are welcome on the program. I literally only had Josh Beckett written down.
Rick Nash.
You got. Well, thank you, Rick Nash.
That's right.
The most overrated player in NHL history.
No,
thank you. Yes, he is. What do you mean, no?
Well, maybe in his career. He was a top 10 NHL player, though, or top four, five, or five or six NHL player when in his prime. He was a dominant power forward, but he's kind of the Eric Lindros thing, right?
Never won.
The way that was going, too, the power forward's kind of leaving the game a little bit, but he was good. He could score. He could play physical. It was hard to move him off the puck, and he played for Team Canada, too. Olympics.
Oh, okay. He's bound for the Hall of Fame. My bad. Today's poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Should Josh Donaldson be booed in his Rogers Center return tonight? And I put up the tweet. Should at Bringer of Rain 20 be booed in his Rogers Center return tonight? That's why I got my Jays Take October bunny hug on, because they're not going to be playing in October. I thought I better put it on now. I think I might boo him if I was there.
Really?
I'm serious. 86% say no, he's a Jays legend, don't boo him. 14% say yes, and I put this up quite some time ago. From our website, 91% say no, he won't be booed tonight. And Marshall, you're saying same thing.
I would say no. I mean, but let's qualify your question. Will somebody boo him tonight? Absolutely. Should he be booed? Absolutely not. I used the word legend already too many times today. He was a great, great player for the Toronto Blue Jays through two very remarkable seasons in the last decade. And he deserves to be applauded for that effort, not for the way it ended for him in Toronto, because a lot of what caused him to end it in a negative way, if fans look at it that way, was injuries. And injuries are sometimes, you know, they're not necessarily bad preparation. Most of the time, they're just bad luck. So I think we should remember him for those two great seasons. Well, not two. He had many great seasons, but in particular, those two great seasons where they won the pennant in Toronto. Him and a number of other people were instrumental in that. So I think he should be applauded for that.
Yeah. Would you stand and cheer when they entered?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. You got to remember him for what he was, and he was a great player. He was so key to those two runs. And I know we didn't win, so he's not going
to
go down
at all.
Like the 91, 92 teams.
He got to the ALCS.
But he got to the ALCS, and yeah, I don't think there's any reason to boo him, for sure.
Fair enough, but I was reading an article on Josh Donaldson this morning, and because I'm trying to remember, it was only a couple years ago, but there's a lot of things going through this cranium. I'm like, did I miss something? No, I didn't. When I read the article, it said the Jays couldn't get rid of him fast enough. At the end, well, he traded him to Cleveland for literally nothing. Clark and I put our heads together here on the sponsor's couch before, so, okay, I wouldn't applaud, but maybe I wouldn't boo. But as John Lynch would say, Josh Donaldson was GWH. You know what that means? Great when healthy. That's a Lynchism.
Yep.
But when they needed him, when the chips were down in 2017, 2018, he wasn't there. Fair?
No, that's fair.
But why? You know, was he there because, I don't really want to play, I don't feel like playing, you're not paying me enough money? I don't think those were the reasons he wasn't there. I think the reasons he wasn't there were because of injuries. And sometimes injuries, even when you rehab them and you come back, then you got to get other things back. You got to get timing back. You got to get confidence back and stuff like that. So I would cut him some slack, not you, but anybody that wants to boo him, cut him some slack, because you weren't in his skin. You don't know how hard he was trying to get back into the lineup, or how hard he was trying to get back to that reputation that he had as the Bringer of Rain. He was a really good player. He's still a really good player, but he went through a bad spell there, and I attribute probably 95% of that to injuries.
He brings his 32 home runs this season into Rogers Center tonight with the Atlanta Braves and his $23 million pay stub for 2019. So he can still get it done.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Why isn't he a Jay? I guess is what my point is. And the Jays couldn't get rid of him fast enough. But enough about Josh Donaldson. As we move on, he brings up Andrew Luck and putting yourself in his shoes. we're going to have to get to that because I don't think they're still talking about it in the States. We'll still talk about it here. But the Andrew Harris scandal, let's park the brake, drop anchor.
Wow.
For our maritime friends. Let's spend some time here for a second on Andrew Harris. Suspended for 2 games. That's not going away. The more I thought about it, I was driving away from the studio yesterday thinking about this is major integrity and balls by the CFL to suspend their top rusher, star of the league. They didn't want to do this, which we kind of brushed on at the end of yesterday's show. This is a tough decision for the CFL to suspend this guy. But my question to you, Marshall, because Darren and I covered it quite a bit yesterday, is A, how do you feel about the fact that it is a thing? And two, do you believe him when he says he didn't knowingly take a banned steroid?
I've been thinking for probably the last 24 hours about coming on this show and you asking me a question about Harris and thinking, okay, Marshall, you pride yourself on being candid. How candid do you really want to be, and who do you want to piss off when you start talking about performance-enhancing drugs? Yeah. And I, first of all, Marshall Hamilton has never taken a performance-enhancing drug. Look at this body. This is not.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
It's a temple.
But I competed in my career against people who did. And it's a really hard thing for somebody that's not, I'm going to use the word cheating, somebody who's not cheating to think, who else is cheating? And it wasn't something you talked about back then. I don't know if they talk about it now, but you know, you could sort of see somebody go away after the off season or after the season ended and come back the next year, and you kind of look at them and you go, that's the same guy? And you don't know that he cheated, but you sure strongly suspect that he cheated. But you just wonder, you know, how much faster could I have run? How much stronger could I have been? How much more endurance could I have had if I had have taken performance-enhancing drugs? I don't know the answers to those questions, but I think science would say you could have been faster. You could have been able to jump higher, you know, those kinds of things. So how do I feel about Andrew Harris? Do I believe he took it unknowingly? No, I
Me
don't.
Either.
I don't believe that. I think that that's become a conventional thing for people to say they get caught. They say, well, I'm not saying I didn't take it. I didn't knowingly take it. As if everybody in the world is going to say, oh, well, if you didn't know you took it, then we absolve you of all wrongdoing. I don't think, I mean, I'm a huge Andrew Harris fan. I think he's a tremendous athlete. I think he's a great leader. I think he's a great teammate. He's accomplished great things. But this will definitely tarnish his reputation because, yeah, he got caught. He serves a 2-game suspension. But the question that always comes to my mind is, okay, is it, he wasn't caught last year. He wasn't caught the year before. He wasn't caught the year before that. So how many times have these athletes that are caught done it for many, many years in the past and just not gotten caught? Either they slip through the cracks or they're taking other things to mask the drug showing up in their urine or their blood or whatever. I'm not into the science of that, but I can tell you that, you know, from a fan's perspective, this will tarnish his reputation, which is sad because just a week ago, or was it, yeah, a week or two ago, we were celebrating on TSN him passing Ben Cahoon for the most yards from scrimmage.
10 days ago.
As a Canadian.
Most all time.
You know, and I'm not a Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan, but I was sure applauding that day for Andrew Harris. And now we're kind of going, what do we think of this guy's career now?
Yeah.
It's a toughie.
It's
yes, it is. And can I just go one more, just not down a road, but down an approach, to use a Saskatchewan term? What about the message it sends to kids? Are we past that in society now? Because I don't believe athletes or even politicians or any leaders really should be role models. Look to the people in your own home to be your role model or somebody that you look up to that's not going to let you down. Not pro athletes. I'm with Charles Barkley on that one. He doesn't get paid to be a role model. But what about, do you guys agree with that?
No.
Or has Andrew Harris let kids down by this?
Absolutely. He is a role model. You got to think about who your audience is. Politicians aren't role models for kids. They're role models for adults, right? I mean, athletes are role models for kids and adults, right? If you look at somebody and you think of anybody, man, I want to be that guy someday, then he's a role model. And you can't control that, right? you're a role model for certain people in this industry and people who just, I want to be Rod Peterson, right? And you can't control it. If you want to be in this business, if you want to be in the limelight, you're not going to lead a normal life. You have to take on added responsibilities. And he absolutely is a role model. So now it's his job to make sure he comes out of this the right way. And he has to look not only after himself, after his team, but after the kids and his fans, for sure.
So now Andrew Harris has let kids down. What do you think, Marcy?
Well, let me put this into a bit of a philosophical perspective. If you want a perfect role model, don't pick a human being, because human beings will make mistakes. Even people that you admire and look up to because they're great at this and they're great at this and great at this and great at this, you know, when you jump into their closet, you kind of go, they weren't as perfect as they thought they were. So my suggestion as a parent to my kids and to parents out there to their kids is encourage your kids to admire qualities in multiple people. You know, I admire the work ethic of this person. I admire the leadership of this person. I admire the athleticism of this person. But don't, you know, pick an individual to be your role model, because you might someday go, oh, you know what? So-and-so just tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
So I say admire qualities of multiple people and aspire to be, you know, I want to be as fast as him. I want to be as strong as him. I want to be a good leader like him. And that becomes your ideal, because that can never be broken. But if you're going to pick an individual, don't pick a human being, because we're not perfect.
But you look at, you know, we all make mistakes. And it's funny, it came up in the basketball game on the weekend, the Rattlers game in their championship. They always had a second or third quarter lull where the other team would go on an 8, 10, 12, 2 or 12-0 run. And the reason they were able to win is they didn't have, the bottom out was very small.
Yeah.
They corrected it really quickly. And I think that's important too. I mean, geez, if we're putting it all on the table, I mean, look at Rod as a role model. And I know, you know, you've had your share of times, but look how you've come out of it and how you've reacted to adversity. And there's a lot to be proud of. And there's a lot that I would want, you know, in a role model out of that, right? So Andrew Harris, how he comes out of this is so key to teach kids how to handle adversity and how to deal with the ups and downs. I mean, when you come to his legacy, think of Lance Armstrong, think of Tiger Woods, think of these guys who have gone through this. They've never been the same.
Yeah.
So we always think that it was because of that, right? Yeah. We always look back to that. If Andrew Harris can be like, no, this really wasn't anything, and if he can be mentally strong and brush this off and still be the Andrew Harris we've known in the Canadian Football League, we won't really think about the doping.
This is the warm-up. We're just getting rolling. Conrad's really rolling on the Facebook string up here. For one, he says, I want to see Jeff Hecht on here. We have to talk about that after the break. You know what this is all about. The guy who went after the Ottawa Redblacks long snapper linebacker earlier this season for this exact same thing Jeff Hecht did. Embarrassed him. Humiliated him on Twitter. And then Jeff Hecht's own teammate got nailed for doing the exact same thing. It's been very quiet from Jeff Hecht in the last 24 hours. We'll talk about that. And Conrad also said, are we going to talk about Touchdown Atlantic today? I would love to. I wanted to spend all of yesterday talking about Touchdown Atlantic because I was there and what a great game. But this Andrew Harris thing came up and we shifted sails, if you will. How do you like my Maritimes terms today?
Picked it up quick.
So a lot of things to get to. This is the warm-up. We'll be right back. Canada's most watched Facebook live show is the Rod Peterson Show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
You pay what we pay with savings up to 19 grand on a 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. And we got them starting at just $34,999 plus tax. Our new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting from just $24,999 plus tax. And you can save 6 grand on remaining 2019 Ford Explorers. Plus, most purchases qualify for $1,000 trade-in bonus cash.
You pay what we pay!
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Episode number 61 of the Rod Peterson Show. We're flying through these things. Got some great names coming in for number 61, too. I'm sure you guys have been checking the stream here. Corey Stillman. Did he wear that in Calgary or Tampa?
He wore it everywhere.
He wore it everywhere? Okay. Brett Jones of Minnesota Vikings fame, the pride of Weyburn, Saskatchewan. And Mark Stone of the Vegas Golden Knights. Just ahead of our first guest on video chat this morning, which is Darren Bombing of TSN 1290 Winnipeg, the guys asked about Jeff Hecht. I mean, I really, really like Jeff Hecht. He was a writer for a couple of years. He's very outspoken. He was the one that did this to Duran. You remember that? We talked about this earlier. Remember when Duran short-armed a pass? Winnipeg was at BC in week
Hecht
one?
Did that, yeah.
Jeff Hecht did.
Yes.
He gave Duran one of these.
I thought you talking about Darren Bombing.
No, no, no. Which I thought Jeff Hecht should have been gotten a flag for taunting, by the way.
Yes.
Missed call. But anyways, I like Jeff. But Jeff really went after that Ottawa player earlier this year for performance-enhancing drugs getting nailed, and now everybody's just dumping on Jeff Hecht because his teammate got nailed for the exact same thing. And that includes Daron Carter, who said the irony's delicious. Richie Leone, another good friend of mine, the punter for the Red Blacks, said, we're all waiting to hear from Jeff Hecht because he's apparently an expert on this. Still, crickets.
Mm-hmm. Nothing tastes worse than the taste of your own words.
Crow. Cold crow, I would say.
Cold, too, yeah.
Oh, so maybe let's go to Winnipeg now. And we've got a lot of things to get to with Darren Bombing, who joins the program. Good morning, Darren. How are you, good sir?
Hey, I'm well. It's been a busy 28, 29 hours here in Winnipeg.
I've seen your reports. I've heard what you said, but I'm not sure all of our viewers and listeners have. So we'll get into the Jeff Hecht thing in a moment. The first thing that I saw you report is that Winnipeggers are really shocked and disappointed by that. That's the sense, this fine for Andrew Harris or suspension. Is that true?
Certainly. And no surprise. You know, Andrew Harris has always been that individual who has spoken outwardly and consistently about holding himself to a really high standard, about being a hard worker, tireless worker, a leader, not just amongst his teammates, but in the community as well, and all of his endeavors off the football field. And ultimately, he also talks about being a role model just to his daughter. She's been a huge part of his life, as you would expect any daughter to be to a father, but also part of his growth and career path to where he is today. Because she played a large role, changing high schools here in Winnipeg from Grant Park to Oak Park, played a large part of him moving to Victoria Island and playing for the VI Raiders of the Canadian Junior Football League, taking that path to BC and ultimately the BC Lions practice roster, and then getting a shot as an everyday professional. And when the conversation started to shift yesterday at Andrew Harris's press conference to being a role model and being a leader and to the role that he has in his daughter's life, it got emotional. And there was a moment where Andrew Harris was almost lost for words. Guys, honestly, what I find most interesting in all of this is that there was a clean test July 2nd, a dirty test July 12th, and then Andrew Harris had that B sample tested. Effectively, the appeal process handled in its entirety. Harris knew that this announcement was coming when the Winnipeg Blue Bombers hosted the BC Lions. He moved into the top 10 in CFL rushing. He became the most prolific Canadian offensive producer in the history of this league. He got the standing ovation, you know, sitting down with TSN Sarah Orleski after the game, showing that emotion. He knew inside at that time that this announcement was forthcoming. And the wearing on him through this entire time, I can't imagine what that must have been like for everybody to congratulate you and then knowing that, 10, 11, 12 days later, this announcement was going to come down. And of course, people are going to form their own conclusions of whether to believe Andrew Harris or not, and where his legacy stands now.
Well, you know what? That's an outstanding report. We could say so long right now. You covered it all, mostly. But Marshall and I both said, we don't honestly believe him, that he didn't knowingly take this steroid. But I don't know him. I don't think you know him. I'll just say this, Darren. Bob Irving has said he believes him. Knuckles would know him, the voice of the Bombers. You obviously know him. He's a Winnipeg kid. So do you believe him when he says he didn't know he was taking this?
Honestly, I don't know. You know, I don't even want to speculate, because I have no doubt Andrew Harris is going to rebound from this. I have no doubt I'm going to have to look him in the face every single day. I don't know if it's my place as an objective reporter to speculate whether to believe him or not. I think it's absolutely in the hearts and minds of the ticket-paying CFL fan and that audience to decide whether they want to believe him or not. Whether, I think, you know, Marshall had a great point in your last segment about, you know, telling our children what to look towards as far as a role model, and to just look at qualities of individuals. When it comes to work ethic, I don't think Andrew Harris was trying to cut a corner. He is a tireless worker. He's a guy I know for a fact, all off season, all during the season, he fights tooth and nail to have his body in the right position, you know, to continue to train and continue to strive, you know, for the level of success that he's had. I also understand the other side of things, of the perspective of a 32-year-old running back who right now in this phase of his career, you would say, I think fairly, the twilight era of a professional running back, to see him lead the league in rushing in 2017, to set a record amongst CFL running backs with 105 receptions that season, to lead the league again in 2018 after being the CFL's most outstanding Canadian. And then in 2018, I felt he got robbed from Brad Sinopoli for the award last season, to be the Winnipeg Blue Bombers' most outstanding player candidate year after year, to have the Blue Bombers where they are right now. He is everything to this offense. The cliche that's often used is he's the straw that stirs the drink. I don't even know if there would be a cocktail of a Winnipeg Blue Bombers offensive attack right now without Andrew Harris. And of course, we're going to see that over the next two games in the Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl against the Riders, and a real hit to this Blue Bombers team. But I understand those who look at Andrew Harris's success of where he is in his career and seemingly ageless at the age of 32 and doing what he does, to run as hard as he does, to do it as consistently as he does. He leads the league in rushing right now, and he hasn't done it like William Standback with a 200-yard game. He does it consistently with 70, 80, 90 yards. You throw in the same amount of receiving almost every game as well, and the occasional 120 to 150-yard rushing game. He just brings it every single week. But again, I think I'm going to reserve judgment for myself and just do the best I can to relay the information I know of Andrew Harris, the individual, who is an outstanding individual. I think he is somebody who will remain, rightfully so, a role model to a lot of people inside and outside the football community. But as far as his legacy moving forward, I think it's a tough pill to swallow for a lot of Winnipeggers, because Andrew Harris is a bona fide, legitimate superstar and somebody who hit those marks, you know, within the last 2 weeks. It's kind of, you know, again, a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people when you start talking about Andrew Harris's legacy, not just in Winnipeg sports history, but in Canadian sports history.
Darren Marshall here. I want to make a couple comments and maybe do a little bit of hypotheticaling, and you can comment on it if you like, but I'd in particular like you to correct me if I say anything, misquote him, because I don't know the exact quotes. But what I remember hearing in the last 24 hours from Andrew Harris was, I took a supplement that I was told, I don't know whether he said I was told or whether he said I read it, but that I was told was all natural products. Now, if that's true, you know, if I went to a store and I bought a product and it says all natural products, and in fact it wasn't, don't I then have a lawsuit against that, the maker of that product? Because not only have they sold me something that isn't accurate, but they've potentially ruined my image, my reputation, my legacy, my endorsements, da 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 da. So I'm just speculating out loud, comment if you wish. You know, was it a supplement where it said all natural on the package, or was it just somebody said, oh yeah, that's all natural stuff, go ahead, I take it too?
Andrew Harris was clear yesterday that he feels this positive test stemmed from a natural health supplement that he bought at a retail location, that he was told it was all natural. He read the ingredients. And again, it said all natural. It's interesting that an anabolic steroid, especially an outdated one like this one is, my understanding is that it was prevalent in the bodybuilding and performance enhancing community in the 1970s and 1980s, that a trace amount of that would be in a product. A lot of people wanted to know what the product specifically is. I understand why Andrew Harris or anybody would not want to speak to that. Of course, the legal ramifications of an individual saying there's a steroid in your natural health product and the fallout from that would be severe. But conversely, Andrew Harris did reference that he wants to seek this out. He wants to find out how this happened. And I am looking forward to the days and weeks in the future, ultimately months and maybe even years of this coming to fruition. Because, you know, if I know Andrew Harris, he is a dedicated individual. He's going to want to try to find out exactly what the cause of all of this was. But of course, you know, we don't know. I don't even know if Andrew Harris knows 100% with certainty that this substance ended up in his bloodstream, or ultimately was a urine test on July 12th. If that's the cause of you know, this positive PED test. So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, Marsha, I think you're relatively bang on. A lot of people want responses to that. And I think in the end, Andrew Harris took responsibility, rightfully so, for being responsible of what's going in his body. He says this was not a certified product. I'm not familiar exactly what the three-letter acronym is, but that certified designation that a lot of these products carry, this did not have that. So it is on Andrew Harris for not going to that length, essentially, of that security of taking something certified.
Last one for you, Darren Bombing of TSN Winnipeg. Just, it's now back-to-back Riders and Bombers, of course. What a time for this to happen. Bombers go up to Edmonton and win without Matt Nichols on Friday night. What about not having Andrew Harris? I don't know that they can win without this guy. What's he going to do to the team on the field in the next 2 weeks?
It's going to be extremely tough for this Blue Bombers offense to be as well-rounded and whole as they are. And well-rounded, I say it with the caveat, of course, so that win 6 points over Edmonton to sweep that season series and essentially knock Edmonton out of second place in the division. They did it with Chris Streveler going 7 of 17 passing, no touchdowns. He rushed for one. Him and Andrew Harris combined for nearly 190 yards on the ground, but it was 89 yards passing. And seemingly, there was no threat of the pass ever in that game. You know, Chris Streveler has been really adamant through his time as a professional that he wants to improve as a passer. I think, the confidence is there. He is not a clipboard-carrying number two. He's somebody who's constantly in the games, has the ball in his hands. He started 4 games last season, including the first three of the regular season when Matt Nichols suffered a knee injury in practice during training camp. And I think for Chris Streveler, the onus is now on him. You don't have Andrew Harris. You don't have Darvin Adams in the receiving corps. You have a little bit of a nicked up offensive line, and you're going against a Rough Riders defense that is number two in the CFL in yards allowed per catch. It's going to be tough for Chris Streveler to suddenly have a rejuvenation or an epiphany and become a pocket passing quarterback. So it's going to come down to him taking those chances, being a pocket passing quarterback, make throws downfield accurately and on time. And I think it's also going to be on offensive coordinator Paul Appelice to cook up a really creative game plan that will have a dose of the run with Chris Streveler, some passes in there to get him comfortable in the pocket. And we're either going to see Canadian undrafted tailback Johnny Augustine or an American, a very different skill set than Andrew Harris, more diminutive, more of a speed tailback in John Santiago. But these two games will be interesting, and I'm fully aware, as people are in Saskatchewan, two Blue Bombers losses on Labor Day and the Banjo Bowl, and suddenly this West Division is going to be wide open for the taking.
Darren, awesome report. As always, thank you for finding some time for us, and keep up the good work out there. We're following closely, and we'll talk again soon.
Always good to join you guys. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Darren Bomming, TSN 1290, doing a great job reporting on the big network out of TSN 2, by the way. I got a nice tweet last night from David Asplund. He writes, at Rod Peterson, I got to say, as a Bomber fan, I enjoy your podcast. Never listened before till today. I enjoy the balance of stories from alums and breaking news from today and everyone's insight. And I wrote him back, thank you, sir. We're striving for CFL coverage in an NFL network style. And I think we are accomplishing that.
Yeah.
Covering all the biggest topics. And by the way, so, and but we did the numbers yesterday. Saskatchewan was obviously the number one viewership. Winnipeg was number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a city. So there's a lot of Riders and Bomber fans watching here as we approach Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl. And Marshall, from a Rider perspective, you're a Rider alum. How could things line up any better? And not just right now this week. They've lined up pretty well for several weeks here as they go for a sixth consecutive win this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to sound like I'm not giving the Riders credit for their five-game winning streak, but they've had some things go in their direction with the injury to Mazzoli and the injury to Brent Banks just before their first game against BC.
Vernon Adams didn't play against
Hamilton. Yeah. And then they play a game where they probably still would have won that game, but lightning shortened game in Montreal.
Without VA.
Without Vernon Adams. So there's two things in their favor. Now we think, they're going to play against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Labor Day without their starting quarterback. And then, you want a little bit more? Let's put a little sprinkle of Jesus on there. we took away the best running back in the Canadian Football League. So this will have an interesting psychological dynamic about this. And I'm not saying whether this is an advantage or a disadvantage psychologically for the two teams, but I think what you're going to see, and I'm a big Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan this year. I'm not a Bomber fan, period, but they are a really good football team, really well coached, not just their head coach, but they're really well coached throughout, with LaPolice, with Richie Hall, et cetera. They're a really good football team, and this may be a rallying cry for that football team. Us against the world. Nobody thinks we can beat Saskatchewan. We don't have our starting quarterback. We don't have our starting running back. Let's go show them that there's other phases to the game beside this. So if Saskatchewan thinks they're going to walk over Winnipeg because of this, they better get their act together. And if Saskatchewan needs to say, we've got them right where we want them. They're coming to our barn. We're going to game plan, and I won't get into, unless you want me to, how I would game plan against Strevler. I think there's a way to stop Strevler and stop their running game, make them one-dimensional, and I think the Riders should be able to beat Winnipeg easily if they game plan properly.
Darren's chomping at the bit. We have to pause. It's flying by today.
Isn't it?
It always does, but we'll be right back. The questions continue to roll in and comments on the Facebook wall, but you can also write us on the Prairie Mobile text line. It'll come right to me. No firewall. 306-840-8777. Any topics you'd like to have us discuss, fire them at us. And also, don't forget to vote in our poll. That's why I got my Blue Jays bunny hug on today. Josh Donaldson comes back to Rogers Centre for the first time as an Atlanta Brave. Should he be booed tonight by the Blue Jays faithful? Vote on that at Rod Peterson Show on our Twitter feed. Also at rodpeterson.com. And also more comments coming in on Andrew Harris. Do you believe him? Some of his former teammates are writing us as well, watching this morning. We'll talk about that. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. And catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Troy Westwood joining us, the inventor of the Banjo Bowl. A Tuesday morning sports update. The Toronto Blue Jays start a two-game series with the Atlanta Braves tonight at Rogers Centre. Calgary native Mike Soroka gets the start for the Braves. Rookie is tied for the second lowest ERA in the majors at 2.41. It's also the bringer of rain, Josh Donaldson's first return to Rogers Centre as an Atlanta Brave. Will he get booed tonight? That is our poll question at Rod Peterson Show for the Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Centre. Former teammates and 2019 All-Stars square off in a prime pitching matchup when Charlie Morton and the Rays face Justin Verlander in Houston. Verlander first in the majors with 239 strikeouts, fanned 11 last time out, and went the distance on a two-hitter and a 2-1 loss to Detroit. Morton spent the past 2 years with the Astros and helped them win the 2017 World Series. Oh, by the way, the Pats intra-squad game went last night, and I was right. The Pats won.
Oh.
Team White beat the Blues 5-1. That was my prediction.
Tough night for the Tough night for the Pats.
I was wrong. They're 1-1 because they won and lost yesterday.
Fair enough. Talk about a contrary thinker. I just unplugged my headphones. But the Pats will be in Moose Jaw tonight. Preseason encounter. Opener for both teams. And last week, saw Theron Fleury in Delisle. Dupes was with me. He did 15 to 20 minutes on Pats Warrior stories. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe anybody could get up and tell junior hockey stories. Theo did. And he said that the Battle of Alberta, exactly the same as Regina Moose Jaw. Same thing. He said the junior wars just got him ready for the NHL wars. It was hilarious. Pride of Oxbow, Saskatchewan, and Russell, Manitoba. And the morning sports report is for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Check them out this weekend, and they will be the host of the after party, right? After our All-Star Celebrity Football game Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a Hall of Fame list that are coming into play. Troy Westwood joins us. He could not make it in this year for the Labor Day Classic. We will get him one of these years to play in our All-Star weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Before we get into the meat of the interview, I know that's one thing that Abu's big on. And I don't want to tease, Troy.
Bringing bombers over?
The evolution of this Celebrity Touch football game. But next year, or maybe the year after, we want to get, Abu wants to bring in Team Winnipeg and have the alumni from the Bombers play the alumni of the Riders. You think you get a pretty good team going down there, Troy?
I think we could, and I'll start. I got to be quarterback though to replicate Kenny Stabler.
Okay. Well, actually, the snake, the lefty. I got gotcha. You.
The Owls don't play on Labor Day. Kahari could come and play.
Oh, we already got one. We got Westy here. Well, I see Bomber alumni.
Kahari, yeah. Kahari can do the kicking if Troy's going to do the throw.
Right. Yes. Westy, have you been here for a Labor Day Classic since you played?
I have been to one, and it was a lot of fun. I think I was tied up with it, but went to the game. And by and large, I was shocked at how kind I was treated by everyone. There was, I think, two water bottles thrown at my wife and I as we were getting to our seats or leaving. I can't remember for sure. But, yeah, and outside of that, though, it was spectacular. It was a lot of fun.
Did you have the shaved head back then, or were you going Kojak style by that? Like, I'm a little surprised you were recognized, because a lot of people wouldn't recognize you right now if they haven't seen you since 2007.
I think I still had the locks when we were there, so they were flowing in the wind, and I probably was wearing Bomber stuff. I can't recall for sure, but yeah, recognizable I was within the sea of green.
You know, it's funny, my friend. The Banjo Bowl name goes back now a long time. Like, our viewers of this show have displayed that they're young. They don't know who Roger Aldeg is. They sure as hell don't know who Russ Jackson is. So maybe they don't know where the Banjo Bowl started. Even the players are wondering where the name came from, Troy. Do you want to just touch on that as we get ready for whatever it is, like Banjo Bowl 15 coming up?
Yeah, it was just a tongue-in-cheek statement that I made. I grew up in a household where there's all kinds of travel to the Labor Day game with my dad and uncles. My mom's family was from Regina. There you see my beautiful wife making her way to the screen. But
she is beautiful. Well done.
Out to the Labor Day game all the time. So the rivalry in our house was always alive and well. My whole mom's side of my family was from Regina. So I grew up with the sharp tongue back and forth. And then one day, we were actually playing in Vancouver, and I was reading a piece in a writer out there called Us the Bombers, Banjo Picking Inbreds, and I was eating breakfast with Bob and laughing about it. And then that same year before the Labor Day game, I called the folks of Saskatchewan Banjo Picking Inbreds, and it didn't make a blip. I always would have fun with the crowd in Regina and stuff like that. And then I had this idea in my head with this statement that I was going to make, and I told Bob Cameron, and he said, "Don't say that, man. It'll be front page news everywhere. Don't do it." And I said, "Bob, it's too funny for me to keep to myself. I have to share it." Now, I shared it before a playoff game. I'm not sure that was the smartest thing in the world, but it wasn't directed at the Riders at all, right? It was just directed to the fans who I'd always enjoyed my wonderful relationship with. And the quote was, "I would like to apologize to the people of Saskatchewan for calling them Banjo Picking Inbreds. That was very wrong of me to do. The vast majority of people in Saskatchewan have no idea how to play the banjo." And that went through the roof for sure. Right. And then the marketing team in Winnipeg, Jerry Maslowski and company, and along with David Asper, turned it into a real positive thing. The Riders were very slow, and I still don't think that they really embraced it. $10,000 went to the winning team's provincial United Way, I believe. And the Bombers ended up getting there used to be no Labor Day game in Winnipeg after that. And then it went Labor Day Banjo Bowl, and I believe it's been sold out every year since.
Yeah, absolutely. And from the time you said it, I laughed, and I didn't even know you then. I thought it was hilarious. But to this day, the Riders will not acknowledge the name. There's been so many regimes go through there since, and they still won't. There must be like an envelope in the drawer or something for the next people that come through doing marketing and running it. Don't acknowledge this. It's an insult to our fans. Come on. It's funny. Anyways, we could go on all day, Troy, and fans are writing in asking you questions about Labor Day memories and stuff. But I got to first get to the Andrew Harris stuff. That's the big story. What did you think when the news came down yesterday? And what's your reaction 24 hours later?
I have a tough time being unbiased with this, because I know Andrew Harris. And I love the guy. He's an awesome guy. And he does so much great work in the community and that sort of thing. So, I mean, I take what he says on face value, although we hear all athletes say that. The weirdest thing to me about it was, and now there were three tests. He was tested on the 2nd, I believe, of July, and then on the 12th. The 2nd was free and clear. The 12th came back positive with a trace of it, and he's claiming that he bought an over-the-counter drug that promoted natural testosterone along with antioxidants, and that he feels that was contaminated. The weird thing to me is the PED that he tested positive for was Dynabol, which is prehistoric. Like in today's PED world, that's like a rotary phone compared to a smartphone for what's available for athletes today. Like even the side effects are really ugly. If you walked into a Gold's Gym in the 80s, they were, you know, injecting themselves with Dynabol. So why a current athlete would make a decision to be on that PED compared to a bunch of the others that are out now that are more effective and safer and stuff like that, I don't understand. And that's what compels me to give Andrew Harris to listen to what he's saying and possibly take into consideration that he's telling the truth. Although we've dozens and dozens and dozens of athletes before us that we've heard this excuse before and not bought it. But I'm knowing Andrew Harris, loving the guy, I'm willing to listen to what he says and believe that it may well be the truth.
What's the sense from the team right now, and where do you see this going? Because this is a Grey Cup contender. This is a team that's good in all three phases. But something like this that maybe gets in a locker room or can affect you mentally can derail a season. It's an important year for the Bombers. Where do you see the team kind of? How do you see them coming out of this?
Well, he's getting tremendous support in the locker room, so I don't think there's going to be any sort of a negative impact from with his teammates, coaching staff, management. It appears to me that he's getting tremendous support right across the board. The unfortunate thing is how it will or potentially affect the Bombers in the standings, right? They could be in second spot should the Rough Riders sweep them. And I said this morning that I was absolutely shocked the Bombers went into Edmonton. Chris Drevler throws for 7 completions and the Bombers stroll out of Edmonton with a win with that. I will be even more surprised if they walk into Saskatchewan, the Labor Day game where they won one of the last 14 Labor Day classics without Matt Nichols, without Andrew Harris, and somehow generate a victory. So I think what's more concerning is how it might just sort of make an even more muddled mess of the standings in the West, make it that much more challenging for them to secure top spot. But after these two games, when he does come back, it'll be an absolute dogfight to the finish line to see what the finishes end up being in the West Division.
Troy, do you guys have anything else?
I was just going to make a comment, Troy. It's Marshall here. This is a team that I think is going to struggle over the next couple of weeks because without their quarterback, without their running back, but they would still scare any team in the Canadian Football League later in the season when Nichols is back, when Strebler's still there as a second in command at the quarterback position, Andrew Harris coming back, and if he's as innocent as he says he is, he's going to want to prove a point. Significant. So I think this is a team. Yeah, maybe they don't finish first because they go through a lull here in the middle of the season, but they're a really good football team, really well coached football team. And these tough experiences through the middle of the season might galvanize that football team at the end of the year.
It might, yeah. But boy, oh boy, the luxury of getting that bye week in the home playoff game. Mike O'Shea and company have taken strides each of the last 3 seasons, I believe, to sort of better their situation come playoff time. They have yet to capture the West, and they would just seem so poised at this point in time with a bit of a lead to do so. It'd be a real shame to give that away and have to go on the road come playoff time. They wouldn't be incapable of still representing the West in the Grey Cup. It just makes the road that much more difficult, and I don't know that you'd want to go back into Edmonton, or if Bo Levi Mitchell gets healthy in Calgary, it gets better if you're going into Calgary or maybe even into Saskatchewan, right, for a very hostile environment type game. It makes things muddy between those 4 teams going forward here. It's going to be one heck of a finish in the West for the CFL.
Troy, you are a true charm. Thank you for the time this morning, sir. And I know we'll be talking over the next couple of weeks.
Always a pleasure, fellas. Take care, Rod.
You betcha. Troy Westwood from TSN 1290, morning man out there, and Bombers great. And yes, I think, like I said about the Ottawa Redblacks last week, merely a speed bump for Canada's team, and that's what they were in a 40-18 Rough Riders victory here on Saturday. I'm going to say it right now, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, merely a speed bump for the Rough Riders. Now, I'm with you, Marshall. The Riders can't think that way, and Craig Dickinson can't allow them to think that way, but it shouldn't be close. Sorry. That's my take. This is a sweep coming up for the Riders. Don't agree?
No, it should be. It shouldn't be close. But let's not forget, this defense in Winnipeg is very, very good. It's very good. And if they can't put points on the board, I still think the game should be close. It should be. But you just hope that the Riders can move the ball enough to wear down that Winnipeg defense and keep them on, you know, on the field long enough that they get worn down, and eventually you can, you know, try and separate. But the defense is really good. We've had the poll up. Does defense win championships? And in Winnipeg, they're hoping so right now, I think, for the next 2 weeks anyway.
Well, you've heard me say it. They're a really good football team that's really well coached, and you've already commented on their defense. Defense can win you a football game. Special teams can win you a football game, and they've got very good special teams, very good defense, and really well coached. And let's also not forget something I've said, you've heard me say it many, many years now, Rod. It's really tough for any team in the Canadian Football League to win back-to-back games against the same team. So do I think Saskatchewan's going to win this Labor Day Classic? Yes, I do. Do I think it's a given they're going to win the Banjo Bowl back in Winnipeg? No, I don't. I want to see how this one goes. But if Rocky Butler can win a game in Saskatchewan at the Labor Day Classic, why can't Chris Streveler win a Banjo Bowl in Winnipeg? So this is... not a given, a two-game winning streak. Well, it would take us up to a seven-game winning streak, but this is not a given that the Riders are going to win these two games.
Just checking the Facebook wall, George Belcourt writes in, here's the statement. Comments today from Jeff Hecht. What are you getting at? Are you asking what Jeff Hecht said? Go check his Twitter, which you just made me do. And he hasn't said anything for 3 days.
Crickets.
So he can't. We've already covered that. If you're asking what we think, we already covered that today. How embarrassing is it for Jeff Hecht right now? So embarrassing. What's he thinking? Can he at least come out and say, I'm sorry? What can he say?
I don't know.
I guess nothing.
It's tough because we hold everybody to these standards of, well, because you acted this way in this situation, you have to act this way in this situation. Hey, guess what? We're human. We're allowed to change. We're allowed to change our opinions. That happens. But yeah, he's in an awkward spot right now because he's got to come out and say something. You have to think eventually, or there's going to be a microphone in his face at some point. And he's going to have to answer for it. So it'll be really interesting to see with his PR team, if he's got one, how he's crafting his message right now.
We covered it already.
Yeah. I think if he says anything, he's going to say, I believe Andrew Harris. This is comparing an apple with an orange.
Well, and Craig Smith's writing in today, our director of scouting, who has been unable to get into the bunker because he's feeling under the weather. But he has said he's worked with Andrew Harris in two stops, both with the BC Lions and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He believes him. He says if the kid says he didn't knowingly take a steroid, he believes him. That's cool, but I don't know him, and I don't believe him. And people are writing in here saying pro athletes don't know what they put in, or they know everything that they put in their bodies. That's probably true, I would think. This guy is really a poster child for the CFL in a lot of ways. He is a marquee high-performance athlete. I don't believe he's going willy-nilly with his training regimen in the offseason and during the season.
Can't imagine.
That's what I think.
Yep.
There's a number of people saying this show seems performance-enhanced.
We're all natural here.
Are they wanting us to pee or in a bottle to test this? Or?
I don't know. I'm about to in the break.
The random drug testing hasn't happened yet. We're still working out with the anti-doping
agency. I know I'm clean. I don't know about you guys. I've seen Marshall working out in the gym. Pretty sure he's clean. DuPont,
it'll be fishy when the random drug test happens the next time Ray Jacobs is in the chair. Oh, it just happened.
Jake?
Said Auntie.
No, different story.
He's a big dude.
And Frenzy. I'm sure Frenzy's on something. Like, I don't know.
I know that he
there's
is.
There's a reason that Frenzy keeps getting older, but yet his performance on this show keeps getting better. I don't know what it is. He keeps getting better.
Clark's telling us to wrap up now. So, Marshall, I will see you on television tonight.
Again, yes.
I saved the stories. You're going to have to tune in the Huddle tonight on Access, because one of Marshall's old teammates I ran into at Touchdown Atlantic, and he had quite the dish on Marshall. So tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Ooh. Our viewers are too young to even know who Stu Fraser is, so I've saved it for the In the Huddle viewers. Sorry, Darren, but you get it.
I get it.
You'll be back for the overtime segment. We got a couple Rider greats in the bunker for hour two to talk about the Andrew Harris thing, the upcoming Labor Day Classic and Banjo Bowl, Andrew Luck, you name it. It's all coming up. This is the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook Live program. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price.
Get this certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $24,998 plus tax. Or check out this certified pre-owned 2018 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 for just $28,750 plus tax. We have over 40 low-mileage Jeeps in stock at Canada's largest GM-certified pre-owned retailer.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.